This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The government's last employment report before the election came out yesterday, and the news was kind of middling. The unemployment rate ticked up to 7.9% as more Americans joined the labor force. Private employers created more than 180,000 new jobs, but state and local governments resumed layoffs. NPR's Steve Henn reports that this is part of a longer-term trend.
For a few years now, private sector employment has been growing. But since mid-2010, state and local governments have eliminated roughly a 500,000 jobs.
There's real consequences to these huge cuts in the public sector for overall growth in the economy and for public services that we all need.
Sylvia Allegretto is an Oakland resident and a labor market economist at the University of Berkeley. She says close to 40% of all public sector job losses have come in California.
Class sizes are increasing because we laid off a ton of school K through 12 teachers. Our police department, which we've had to lay off a lot of those officers, is struggling.
But to really tell the story of two labor markets, you have to go back 4 years to the beginning of the financial crisis. In early November 2008, Barack Obama had just been elected. The economy was in turmoil, and the October job report had just come out.
First, that unemployment report from the Labor Department. It showed that employers cut 240,000 jobs in October. The unemployment rate hit a 14-year high of 6.5%.
Those numbers were horrible, but actually they understated the real scale of the crisis. Even before he was elected, Obama was pushing for a stimulus. A broad coalition of groups supported the bill.
From the Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, as well as the AFL-CIO.
By the time that stimulus bill was passed and signed into law in February 2009, more than 2.2 million more jobs had disappeared. And the bill's effect on private sector employment has been debated ever since. However, the next year, the number of government sector jobs remained relatively stable.
We didn't start losing these jobs immediately.
Sylvia Allegretto says there's often a lag in a downturn before governments start laying people off.
It takes time for the government to institute their austerity measures.
But there was another factor, too. Even though many state and local budgets were decimated, the stimulus bill offered those governments more than $53 billion in aid. That cash prevented hundreds of thousands of layoffs, at least for a while. By 2010, the private labor market had begun to show signs of life. At the same time, the stimulus aid to state governments had begun to run out.
The large losses in the government sector actually started occurring once the recovery was underway.
And the political climate changed.
I now pass this gavel and the sacred trust that goes with it to the new speaker.
The newly elected Republican House had no appetite for another stimulus. Without more federal aid, local governments started to lay off workers. Sylvia Allegretto believes those layoffs created another powerful drag on the economy. But most economists on the right don't share that view.
You can have a fiscal expenditure to try to hire workers or keep workers in their jobs, but someone has to pay for that. That doesn't come for free.
University of Chicago's Randy Krosner served on President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors.
It's very important for sustainable overall economic growth to be creating private sector jobs. The government perhaps can provide a stopgap, but that's very, very temporary at best.
Instead, he prefers to see the federal government hold the line on new spending and then do everything it can to help the economy grow up around it. Steve Henn, NPR News.